In a randomised phase 2 trial of neoadjuvant breast cancer therapy, letrozole combined with a new drug called RAD001 appeared to have a higher response rate than letrozole plus placebo. This came out of a poster presentation at the San Antonio Breast Cancer Symposium. RAD001 targets the mTOR pathway, which is one way that cells use to escape estrogen inhibition. And thus, by combining it with letrozole, the hope is to prevent cells becoming endocrine resistant. I heard more on this from lead author Jose Baselga.
This is a study that we called randomized phase 2, in which patients that have not received prior therapy, these are recently diagnosed patients before surgery, they get allocated to receive letrozole, which is the hormonal therapy, plus a placebo, and then the other arm, it's RAD001 plus letrozole. The trial duration is 4 months, so patients receive this therapy for 4 months, and then they go on to surgery. We had tumor biopsies along the line, so prior to therapy and then on week two. And the idea here is to look at clinical benefit. We're looking at how tumors are shrinking, and we're comparing if the shrinkage on one arm is better than the shrinkage on the other arm. And also we're looking at the biomarkers. So we are looking, doing the tumor biopsies, we are determining if we have indicators in the biopsy of clinical benefit.
So in how many patients and what have you seen?
Basically what we have entered is a total of 270 patients, kind of. And what we have seen is that the clinical benefit rate on the RAD Femara arm is superior than on the Femara alone. And this improvement in response and clinical benefit is statistically significant. So we have met the clinical endpoints that we were aiming to achieve.
So it's a phase 2 trial, but quite a large phase 2 trial, I suppose. So, I mean, what do you think doctors can take from this at this stage?
Well, at this stage, this is purely experimental. So at this stage, the only thing that doctors can take is stay tuned for the next wave of therapies. I think we will have to look at this data in larger phase 3 trials. I think the concept of this pathway is an important one, and there are many other drugs that are being developed against this pathway. So, for example, we have now PI3 kinase inhibitors that are a little bit upstream from mTOR, extremely promising. We have combined mTOR PI3 kinase. We have insulin-like growth factor receptor inhibitors. So I think what's going to be seen and what doctors should be tuned is that we are going to be incorporating new biological therapies with hormonal therapy. And that's extremely promising. And that's what we are going to be doing in the next few years.
Jose Baselga speaking there of the Vall d'Hebron Hospital in Barcelona. For the Audio Journal of Oncology, I'm Derek Thorne.